That's a massive, massive weekend, and a big future ahead for us. Obviously, challenging times in terms of where we're going to be at on and off the pitch. But look, it's great to be involved in, and it's very exciting.
When you took over the job in 2016, is this a direction that you envisage the club going? I mean, it takes an awful lot of ambition to achieve as much success as you've had, and obviously now at this stage, your ambition has paid off. Is that the way it was always going to go, or how did you envisage it when you came in?
No, definitely not. Suppose in 2016, the club were in a good position. They'd won two leagues in a row and cups and done really well. Had a really good team, really good players, and sort of the ambition was to just try and keep that going for as long as possible. Now, fast forward, suppose 10 years, 11 years. It's exceptional what we've done on the pitch, the amount of trophies we won, the success we've had both locally and nationally, and really, really stepped up in terms of the profile of the club and the profile of the players. So that's obviously where this has come in with the FA and going to the National League was the club have set a sail on a pedestal and got this opportunity. And I think on the pitch, we had to go for it. There's no point in standing still or going backwards, as I say. So, look, it's a challenge. It's challenging for the players, challenges for the managers. But, look, it's something that we're really proud to have to be here and really, really proud of the achievements we've had over the last 10, 12 years, you know.
Yeah, and you've bolstered the squad a wee bit for the new campaign, but you've got a good core of local players, and I know that's something that's very important to you. With the club being part of this National League now, it does give young local players a good opportunity to come through the ranks and play at a high level without even leaving in a showing.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing for me as a football person was players and from Inishowen and having that opportunity. Obviously, if players don't go to Derry City or Coleraine or Ferns or wherever, you know, that they have that next step and for whatever circumstances players develop at different levels. As well as a group of players that we had getting that opportunity, like it's massive, it's crucial that we have that stepping stone. We just can't have junior football right, and then the next step in is the League of Ireland. It's too big a gap. It's too difficult to bridge. So this is ideal. This is perfect. This is going to get players at a certain level of professionalism, a certain level of preparation, fitness levels of playing opposition in different areas of the country, and it's great, and it's really opened the doors now for all young players or any age of player and in the showing to have that opportunity on their doorstep to play senior football. It's massively.
And you're happy with the squad as it is now, heading into Saturday's clash against Mairview. I know you were fairly disappointed last Sunday to go out of the FAI Cup, but as a whole, you'll be better off having had those big couple of games, and obviously more experience the better.
Yeah, look, there were three great games we've had on top of our pre-season to set us off. Hugely disappointed last Sunday. Really felt we left one there. I felt we could have went on and won that competition. Fair play to Coatsford. They really put it up to us. Really worked hard and deserved a bit of luck and stuff. But we didn't do ourselves justice in the performance whatsoever. Compared to the weeks before, we were really at it and really good. The squad's looking healthy, looking very strong. We have a squad of 24 players. Mostly for what we had last year, we've added Bart Wesolowski from Muncrana as a striker. Really, really good addition. Really looking forward to working with him again. We've added Shamie McLaughlin from Greencastle, young prospect that I watched over the last couple of years, and he's really, really impressed me in pre-season. So we've added Shane O'Gara as a goalkeeper from Strabane Athletic, who look, we need a competition for Harry, and we're already seeing the fruits of it. Harry's been excellent in pre-season, been excellent in the game so far. And it also gives us a good group of goalkeepers with Harry, Stephen McNulty, Shane O'Gara and Dara Donnell all training together and working hard as a group, and that's again adding to the standard of the goalkeeping department. We also added young Danny McDade. He was from the club, but he was in Spain for the last year. Really, really exciting prospect. really, really good with the ball and real a lots of potential. So we're very happy with where we're at squad wise. Obviously, the door is always open to improve, and we'll always be watching to improve. And obviously, the players that are there have that opportunity now this short season to get a taste of it and see where they're at.
And looking ahead to this weekend, what about Mairview then? Obviously a big club, great facilities. They'll be well ready for this as well. But these are the types of clubs now that Coghill want to be playing their trade against going forward. And it's great that these kind of clubs are going to be the opposition week in and week out.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Look, Mairview United have a brilliant history. Big catchment, they're a big club. Funny or not, my first game back as a player with Coghill in 2013 was against Mairview United in the League Cup when Mairview were a League of Ireland club. So, like I say, it's not that long ago that they were a League of Ireland club, and they've obviously aspirations to get back to that level. So, look, really difficult game, really difficult task to go to Galway for the first game. But, look, they're in the same boat. We're all in the same boat. All the clubs are. We're apprehensive but excited of what the future holds for us.
And in terms of support, Gavin, I know you're away in Galway this weekend to Mairview, but next weekend sees the visit of Home Farm to the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Grounds. That, already looking forward to it. That's going to be some occasion. I'm sure there'll be a massive crowd in attendance for that. And that'll be the first game of senior football in Inishowen. So, like, it doesn't get any bigger than that, really.
It doesn't. Look, obviously, we have had some huge games in Charlie O'Donnell Park over the years, but I think this one is the icing on the cake. I don't think it gets much bigger than this. As I say, the first ever senior League of Ireland fixture playing on a show, and it can only ever happen once. So it's a huge game. I expect a huge crowd. We had a great crowd last week in the FAI Junior Cup game. I expect that to be bigger again. And look, I urge all football people in Inishowen and everybody to come out and get behind the boys, because we have players from all over Inishowen, and they love that support, and we would love that support, and they push it on, because it will be a good standard of football. There'll be exciting games. There'll be tough games. We will lose games for sure, but look, it's a great, great chance for our players to showcase what they're about.
And just finally, Gavin, what does the next few months look like then? What will you be looking to achieve between now and November? I know it's a truncated season from now until November. So ahead of next year, where it all kicks off properly, what would success look like for Coghill in the next few months?
Look, success is finding their feet, as I've contended. I really told the players over pre-season and stuff, like, football is a results business, but this short season possibly is probably one of the only times it's probably not as important. All the players will get their minutes and get their opportunities as best we can over the next, and it will be limited because we're only playing 8 fixtures. But they have to understand that the squad we have now, we want that squad together for the next 18 months. We're preparing for the full season next season. We want players to buy into that, which they have been. They've been brilliant in pre-season. The attitude's been first class. The work rate has been first class. So the maybe players that you usually play in every week or stuff like that, maybe we'll have to set out games just because we're looking at all our players within the squad. That's just the way it's going to be. If we win the games, brilliant. If we lose the games, we're not going to get too hung up about it. You know, we're all, as I say, all the clubs are in the same boat. They're all be finding their feet over the next 2-3 months to see where they're at for the new season next year.